The Rio del City Council began the regular meeting with a closed-door session for consulting with legal counsel on an anticipated lawsuit the city wants to file against Humboldt Redwood Company and some residents of Old Ranch Road. The suit is to secure an easement to the Metropolitan Well site that the city has listed as surplus property that it would like to sell. The council reported that no actions were taken in the closed session. The council appointed Joseph Fry to the Nuisance Hearing Committee as the second member of the public on the panel. The committee hears appeals to nuisance abatement actions taken by the city. A draft memorandum of understanding between Humboldt Waste Management Authority and the city was then considered. The MOU includes a number of cities in the area who are participating in a recyclable materials processing agreement with HWMA. The city is currently contracted with the Eel River Disposal for its recycling, and that agreement is in effect until the end of 2016. The council decided to not join the MOU at this time, although the contract includes the option of joining later. Councilmember Jack Thompson objected to the nuclear-free Humboldt contract language included in the MOU, which has been a requirement in all county contracts since 1988.
I would like to propose that item 13 be removed from the MOU. That's a political statement that has nothing to do with recycling. If these people would pay attention to the news, they'd realize we've got nuclear bombers flying off the coast here 50 miles away from us, Russia, 24 hours a day. And so I don't like that statement. It's a political statement.
The objectionable language states simply that HWMA is not a nuclear weapons contractor and will notify the parties if they ever become a nuclear weapons contractor during the term of the agreement. In other council business, the city held a study session concerning Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG funds, on April 7th during the workday when few residents were able to attend. The minutes of the meeting, which were approved by the council, state that the city needs to use up or allocate between $220,000 and $300,000 in current CDBG grant funds in order to apply for more grant funds. Potential projects discussed include facade improvements to the downtown area of Wildwood Avenue, much-needed ADA improvements to City Hall, or micro-enterprise loans to businesses. There was also discussion of using the funds towards a senior center, but the ongoing costs of running a center were a concern. There are strict program requirements on how and where the grant money can be used for community improvements or economic development. City Manager Kyle Knopp will be compiling a list of potential projects to bring back to the council at a future meeting. The city must find a project or multiple projects to spend the existing grant money on or before April 2016 in order to apply for more money. The full council packet of documentation and video of the meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next city council meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 5th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.